They also agreed on co-branding, though that took a lot of haggling to define. I took the position that it's a Disney movie, but eventually I relented, Eisner recalled. We start negotiating how big the letters in Disney are going to be, how big is Pixar going to be, just like four-year-olds. But by the beginning of 1997, they had a deal for 5 films over the course of 10 years, and even parted as friends, at least for the time being. Eisner was reasonable and fair to me then, Jobs later said, but eventually, over the course of a decade, I came to the conclusion that he was a dark man. In a letter to Pixar shareholders, Jobs explained that winning the right to have equal branding with Disney on all the movies, as well as advertising and toys, was the most important aspect of the deal. We want Pixar to grow into a brand that embodies the same level of trust as the Disney brand, he wrote. But in order for Pixar to earn this trust, consumers must know that Pixar is creating the films. Jobs was known during his career for creating great products, but just as significant was his ability to create great companies with valuable brands, and he created 2 of the best of his era, Apple and Pixar.